Warning: this story contains details of violence. When Luke Prittle thinks back to the fateful night of December 28, 2020 in Tofino, he remembers a fight for his life. Prittle, 27, is facing charges of second-degree murder in the death of Matthew Phillips, 47. Prittle is also charged with robbery and theft of a motor vehicle. During the second week of his trial in Port Alberni, the BC Supreme Court jury heard from Prittle and defense counsel, Dale Marshall, that Prittle had been struggling off and on with cocaine use since the age of 19. Hospitality closures related to COVID-19 in 2020 meant that Prittle, at that time 23 years old, lost his job at the Wickinninish Inn. That downtime led to increased cocaine use, Marshall told the jury on Wednesday, April 2. In the early morning hours of December 28, Prittle says he went over to the home of Matthew Phillips for sex, after which the two began cutting lines of cocaine with Prittle's knife. Near the end of the visit, an argument began over some cocaine that Prittle had purchased from Phillips earlier in the evening. Prittle owed Phillips $300, but had only sent an e-transfer for $44 because it was all he had in his bank account. It was at this point that Phillips started to get animated, said Prittle, and prevented Prittle from leaving the suite. The altercation turned physical, and Prittle says Phillips was the first one to grab the knife. Prittle's recollection of the night only comes in snapshots, because he was really high at the time, Prittle told the jury on Wednesday. At one point, Prittle says he was able to get control of the knife, but ended up getting pinned by Phillips. I was afraid he was going to kill me, Prittle recalled. I started swinging with the knife to try and get him off. Prittle has no idea how many times he struck Phillips with the knife, but an autopsy counted a total of 67 stab wounds on Phillips' body, along with several other incisions and blunt force trauma. At one point, Prittle stabbed Phillips in the neck, and Phillips dropped to the ground. Prittle says he knew, right then and there, that Phillips was dead. Despite his foggy memory, Prittle says he does not believe he had any intention of killing Phillips. I just tried to do everything I could to get him off of me and get out of the house, he said. Afterwards, Prittle says he went to the washroom to wash his hands, which were bleeding. Prittle had been stabbed in the left hand during the altercation, and had severed the tendon in his right hand while grabbing the knife. At some point, he found a bag of cocaine in the apartment and began using it. The jury heard that Prittle spent the next 2 days in a cocaine-induced haze. He took Phillips' car keys and his Honda CR-V and drove around the West Coast. Phone records show that he communicated with his friends and his mother and made a Google search for criminal defense lawyers. He abandoned the Honda at the Gas&Go parking lot in Tofino, tossing the keys into a nearby bush. He got a ride to Nanaimo from a friend, but first stopped back at the scene of the crime and turned on the stove burners. He doesn't recall what happened to the knife. He also doesn't recall taking a stash of money in a wooden box from Phillips' home, but agreed that at some point he ended up with the wooden box on his person. He abandoned this box in Nanaimo. I was scared, Prittle said. I was distraught. I didn't know what to do. And on top of all that, I was high. Phillips' body was discovered by RCMP on December 30, 2020. The trial was expected to continue on Thursday and Friday with more evidence from the defense. Both Crown and counsel for the defense are expected to make their closing statements on Monday, April 7.